is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. The top House Democrat asks, is this the best America has to offer? As Hakeem Jeffries takes aim at President-elect Trump's cabinet picks.
Sunlight is the best disinfectant in a democracy. Transparency is always the best course of action, particularly when it relates to high-ranking government officials.
And it's health officials who've raised concern about Robert F. Kennedy to be health secretary, citing positions on vaccines and fluoride in the water. CBS's Major Garrett.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. helped elect Donald Trump, so this is a reward to him, and RFK Jr. has within the Trump world a constituency of his own. He's the only one Trump is allowed to rebrand MAGA, make America healthy again, MAHA.
CBS's Linda Kenyon on a new name that's emerging for a different post.
Larry Kudlow has risen to the surface as a contender for a top economic role as head of the National Economic Council. Kudlow is a Fox Business Network host who served in the first Trump administration as an economic advisor. He met with Trump yesterday at Mar-a-Lago, where he made his pitch to lead the council.
There's word Trump's Pentagon selection, Pete Hegseth, was investigated on a sex assault allegation in 2017. No charges were filed. A prosecutor says the Venezuelan man on trial in the killing of nursing student Laken Riley, quote, went hunting for females on the University of Georgia campus on that February day. The murder case is a flashpoint in the immigration debate. Good news to report today on that major wildfire that straddles the New Jersey-New York border. CBS's Tom Hansen.
Fire crews have made considerable progress from where we started during the week, which was about 10% containment across the board between New Jersey and New York. Now, I can tell you that in New Jersey, they are reporting 75% containment at this point.
The Texas Supreme Court has ruled that a legislative subpoena cannot be used to stop an execution, putting an end to the legal battle that halted the scheduled execution of Robert Roberson last month. Experts and lawmakers have said he's innocent. Now the story of an apparent close call for a commercial jetliner.
The path from FlightAware shows American Airlines Flight 298 departed from Honolulu early Wednesday, heading straight instead of banking right into the path of the Ko'olau mountain range in Oahu. An air traffic controller issued this warning to the pilot. That means climb quickly. The flight landed safely in Los Angeles without incident. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
And checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 353 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It'll take a little longer to get between Racine and Kenosha on Sheridan Road. The DOT and Kenosha County officials have agreed to reduce the speed limit from 45 to 35. That'll be in place from KR to 7th Avenue. The changes start Monday. A semi crashed into four vehicles stopped at a red light yesterday in Kenosha. It happened at Green Bay Road and 52nd Street, with that intersection closed for a couple of hours. One driver had serious injuries while others had minor wounds. Racine County voters are urged to verify polling locations. There's another election next Thursday. It's a special primary for the county executive position. Four candidates are looking to advance next Thursday. The renaming of a Racine County road went into effect today. State Trunk Highway 75 is now County Highway BD. New signs are going up to reflect the transfer of ownership from the state to the county. And the Pleasant Prairie Police Department and the Disaster Response Team are hosting a free grocery giveaway tomorrow. It'll run from noon to 2 at the Village Hall. At the same time, they'll be collecting donations of toys, winter gear, and household supplies for Tennessee flood victims. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks head to Charlotte. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks play the Hornets at the Spectrum Center in Charlotte, North Carolina tomorrow night. Giannis Antetokounmpo was once notorious for missing shots from the free throw line, but Wednesday he was 16 of 17, 94% on the way to 59 points in that overtime win over Detroit, sinking two critical shots to keep the game alive.
I've never been scared to go to the line my career, even if I miss 10 in 10. I don't think I've ever shied away from contact and the free throw line, even when I airball a shot or whatever. But, you know, once you see the ball go in, Now you have a little bit more rhythm.
A busy weekend in Madison for the Badgers. Wisconsin hosting number one ranked Oregon tomorrow night at Camp Randall. Tonight, the men's basketball team against Arizona at the Kohl Center.
Yeah, obviously a lot going on Friday, and obviously a big weekend on campus too with Saturday night's football game. But coming off the week we had, I thought we got better as the week progressed.
That's head basketball coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
More clouds than sunshine today. Still remaining mild, with high temperatures reaching the low 50s with calm winds. Patchy fog is possible overnight tonight, and we stay cloudy tomorrow too. Still rising to the low 50s, a shot of showers moves in overnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
This is WRJN, and I dedicate this next song to the moon.
I see the moon rising. I see trouble on the way. I see earthquakes and lightning. I see bad times today. Don't go around tonight.
Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
one from Elvis Presley, Burning Love. Wait a moment, somebody left the Chuck roast on high again. Or the turkey in the next couple of weeks. Oh, that turkey is burning. Well, that's okay because I like tough skin on the turkey. Yeah. Do you ever get in a fight over the skin? I do. I like the grandkids. Listen, kids, you can have the sweets, but mama gets the, grandma gets the turkey skin this year. All right. Arm wrestle it. Oh, yeah. It can get really violent in there. Yeah. Thanks. It just as Thanksgiving is with every family. You know, I have not given away my artist of record album for Petula Clark yet. Did you know that? You see, I got some complaints of people that are like, you know, from 1 to 2. How come we never get a chance? I listen to you from 1 to 2. You never do the contest. What's up with you? You sound like you eat nothing but turkey skin. Yeah, so we're changing it around. And today, before 2 o'clock, when you hear Petula Clark's Downtown, you be my fifth caller at 262-634-WRJN, and you'll win her album. We got a lot of hits on that album as well. And the one main thing is I want to just say thank you to Time and Again Music and More and our buddy Ray over there in scenic, beautiful Sturtevant, right there by the Schoolhouse Antique Mall, right there on 9602 Durand Avenue. I want to thank him for helping us with this Artist of Album, Artist of Record contest that we've been doing for the last couple of months. By the way, whoever wins today is eligible to win that record next Friday here. Record player from WRJN.
Bring something special to your table with Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their fresh-baked special-order pies are the talk of the town, from sweet, flaky apple and cherry to smooth pumpkin, sweet, creamy potato, and indulgent bourbon pecan. Every pie is made from scratch with love and flavor in every bite. Whether you're hosting or bringing dessert, these pies are sure to make everyone smile. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Warren Eye Care in Racine. Dr. Warren utilizes cutting-edge technology to enhance care quality and efficiency. His patients can expect a streamlined experience for their glasses and contact lenses. Appointments typically last 30 minutes unless additional testing or services are required. So go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $30 gift certificates for just $15. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers take on Big Ten newcomer Oregon. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Took my troubles down to Madame Rue. You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a path down a pretty fourth and five. Selling little bottles of love potion number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks.
We could use a little of that sun right now. The Beatles on WRJN. And, you know, it is Friday. Got to have fun on a Friday. It's the law. Or if it's not, it should be. Well, I'm going to make it the law right now. I'm playing some Allman Brothers for you. It's Jessica, WRJN. and WRJN. Jessica is the name of the song. You know, the cool thing about some of these songs is they've ended up as ads on the television. And if you're not an Allman's Brother fan, and I've had that where somebody called in, not an Allman's Brother fan, but saying, I remember that as an ad. And, yeah, this song's been out a lot longer than this ad, but kind of cool. Melissa was also, I cannot for the life of me remember what ad it was for, but in it, this guy is trying to get to the hospital for his baby's birth with his wife, sweet Melissa. And that was an ad, too, from the Allman Brothers. And they got some unbelievable hits. You're not American if you're not an Allman Brothers fan. Maybe you're just too young to remember them. That might be it, too. Parents, raise your kids to be Allman Brothers fans, and you'll never go wrong. All right. Well, so to speak, one of the things you can do right. Right now, we're going to check in with the news and Stuart J. Waddles with local news right here on WRJN.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. They've settled on a slowdown in Kenosha County. A compromise has been reached between Kenosha County leaders and the state DOT regarding proposed changes to Sheridan Road. Instead of converting the four-lane highway into a two-lane road, a speed limit reduction from 45 to 35 will go into effect. That will be in place starting Monday on 32 between KR and 7th Avenue. The decision follows a DOT analysis that identified crash patterns and safety concerns. Knowing where laced and deadly drugs are making an impact can help health officials save lives. Derek Tritz has more about a new tool to track overdoses in the state.
The Wisconsin Suspected Overdose Alerts for Rapid Response System provides near real-time data pertaining to suspected overdoses, allowing for faster and more informed action by health professionals. This launch comes off the heels of reports showing that suspected overdose deaths are trending downward for the first time since 2018. This tool is not available to the public. However, the publicly available anonymous data on confirmed drug overdoses and substance use will still be available on the DHS website.
A doubleheader of giving and receiving is happening in Kenosha County tomorrow. The Pleasant Prairie Police Department and the Disaster Response Team are joining forces at the Pleasant Prairie Village Hall. One element is a free grocery giveaway for those in need. That runs from noon to 2. At the same time, the charitable organization will be collecting items for flood victims in Tennessee. They're looking to collect toys, winter gear, and household supplies. There's more on the Pleasant Prairie Police social media pages. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
More clouds than sunshine today. Still remaining mild, with high temperatures reaching the low 50s with calm winds. Patchy fog is possible overnight tonight, and we stay cloudy tomorrow, too. Still rising to the low 50s. Shot of showers moves in overnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
Myself somewhere.
and we listen. Local news and timeless hits are back at WRJN with Love and Spoonful.
What a day for a daydream. What a day for a daydreaming boy. And I'm lost in a daydream. Dreaming about my bundle of joy. And even if time ain't really on my side, it's one of those days for taking a walk outside. I'm blowing the day to take a walk in the sun and follow my face on somebody's new mowed lawn. I've been having a sweet dream. I've been dreaming since I woke up today. It's starring me in my sweet dream. Cause she's the one makes me feel this way. And even if time is passing me by a lot, I couldn't care less about the dues you say I got. Tomorrow I'll pay the dues for dropping my loan. A pie in the face for being a sleepy bulldog. For a daydream, custom made for a daydreaming boy. I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy.
Timeless is right here at WRJM with the awesome Jackie DeShannon, putting some love in her heart. And oh my gosh, you know what this is? This is the contest song. Petula Clark.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. No finer place for sure. Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The lights are much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown, where all the lights are bright. Downtown, waiting for you tonight. Downtown, you're gonna be alright now.
It's so much more perfect downtown. Congratulations to our latest WRJN Artist of Record Contest winner, and that is Carol Nelson from Kenosha. Carol, I'm so excited for you. And you know what else to be excited about? Next week, next Friday, we're doing the drawing for the next record player. So you can play your vinyl on records. And also, like to say a big thank you to Ray from Time and Again Music and More in beautiful Sturtevant for making this contest possible. Speaking of downtown, tomorrow, downtown Racine from 12 to 6 is Ladies Day. Doing some shopping, just having fun with the ladies. It's going to be a big deal. Walking up and down the streets in downtown Racine tomorrow from WRJN.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you gear up for fall. From power tools and holiday decor to get your yard festive, to hunting gear and accessories for traps, bows, and firearms to keep you in the game all season. Plus, throughout November, for every bag of Kalmbach feeds you buy, Runnings will make a donation to Samaritan's Purse to aid hurricane relief efforts. Stay safe and warm as temperatures drop with everything you need for your home and farm. Stop by today, Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
When the weather turns chilly, Ferraro's turns up the heat. This season of giving, get a little extra. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will top it with a bonus $20 card. Don't miss November's cheesy ham and potato pizza with a beer cheese base, Canadian bacon, white potato, red onion, and topped with cheddar cheese. Plus, discover the tasty frozen pizzas just right for carryout or your upcoming fundraiser, bridging the warmth and flavor Racine craves. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms.
Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with Care Credit Options also offers Power Lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Timeless Hits right here at WRJN. We got sports coming up with Mike Clemens. We got Kurt Bowman with the show. Stuart J. Waddle with local news, CBS National News, all just minutes away.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Really, I'm sad.
News. Timeless Hits right here at WRJN as we wrap up another Friday before Kurt Volman and News. One of my favorite tunes I like to wrap up my show with. My hope for you, make your own kind of music on WRJN. Have a great weekend.
Nobody can tell you. There's only one song worth singing. They may try and sell you.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. The trial is underway for the Venezuelan man in the U.S. illegally, accused of killing University of Georgia nursing student Lakin Riley.
Special Prosecutor Sheila Ross says Jose Ibarra encountered Lakin Riley jogging. Her running watch recorded her heartbeat until 9:28 a.m., 18 minutes after something made Riley stop in her tracks.
Her encounter with him was long. Her fight with him was fierce.
Defense Attorney Dustin Kirby